By the way, did you see BB King?
Oh, man.
Yeah, he looks.
Don't laugh at him.
Oh, I'm very excited for this. I mean, not for him to be dying, but yes.
Who has him?
I do.
You do?
Spanish has him.
He's 89. He looks very rough. He's got hospice care going on right now, and I guess there's a little battle between his daughter and his manager.
Yeah.
On who should be taking care of him, how he should be taken care of, and some reports of possible problems, abuse.
Elder abuse.
Here's the thing. Let me just say this right now, and I'm being a hypocrite because I don't have it all in order, but you got to, especially if you have money and a family, you got to go and have those living wills done so that there's no problems with that.
I just, at 28, I had to get one done.
Yeah.
And it's weird going in and figuring out what's going to happen to my son if something happens to me and where he's going to go and what's going to happen to money and all that
stuff. At least you have peace of mind. Like, I would think, what is the hierarchy? What is the order in which everything would go? Not like to whom, but who would control everything?
I would imagine that Pete would control your stuff.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Everything would go to Pete in trust for my kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Have any of you guys had that awkward conversation with one of your parents?
Yeah.
Letting you know what's going to happen with their estates and stuff?
My parents don't have estates. I'm not getting anything from either one of my parents. Right. I'm positive of that. In fact, the junk that my mom will probably leave me, I probably don't want. That my father has a gun safe. I wouldn't like what's inside that. My father and I have had the conversation that I got my father a nice watch,
mm-hmm.
and he's got a bunch of autographed baseballs. I want those back for my son, and the baseball and the guns. My sister can have everything else. Right. She can have all the money.
Your brother's just out.
My brother's out.
Yeah,
no.
He's not even in the state.
Okay.
I think that's pretty safe. Like, I don't have to fight with anybody.
Yeah.
My dad's wife is not going to want autographed baseballs or guns. So
yeah.
I get all that stuff, and then my sister could have everything else.
My parents did it very matter-of-factly. They were like, hey, we did our living well, and we did this. And I'm like, oh, come on. And they go, you know we're going to die eventually.
No.
Like, oh, everybody's going to die. It's going to happen. I was like, oh, I guess
yeah,
so.
This is the conversation that I want to have with my parents, and I keep wanting to bring it up, and then I don't want to. How long do I have to wait after they die till I can go back on the air?
Like a week.
I don't know, a whole week?
Yeah.
I'm in a radio war right now.
Proper grievance.
I can't have them die during the radio war.
It'd be different if it was like a cousin or an uncle. Then you can go a weekend and come back on like a
You're talking
Tuesday.
To a guy who scheduled the C-section for his child on a Friday so I didn't have to miss any work.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, so.
When does it happen? What day of the week does it happen? I'll let you know.
It'd be perfect. If they died on a Thursday,
there we go.
I can take Thursday, Friday.
Are they both going at the same time, by the way?
No. But I'm just saying, say one goes on a Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Then I got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. See you guys on Monday.
Okay.
Good?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
That's just how. But what happens if they die on a Tuesday?
You're back on Friday.
Well, no, because the funeral's on Sunday.
You're back on Thursday.
No, look, he dies on... They die on Tuesday, then you have a preparation, everything, sadness on Wednesday, funeral like on Thursday, Friday.
Oh,
viewing,
funeral?
Yeah, viewing Thursday.
Viewing Thursday, we're Italian, we got to stretch it out.
Funeral Friday.
Funeral Friday.
Funeral
Friday.
Friday.
No.
Everybody's working for
Not everybody.
No, not everybody.
Not everybody.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Hold on. How do I dial? Can I dial out from the hotline?
No.
Which one you got dialed? The warm line?
The top one. Not the engineering one.
This one?
The other one. I don't know what it says.
Well, you know what? I don't know my dad's phone number.
Nice.
I can't call my mother because she's going to be like, Michael, you should take a month off.
But like, so after we told my dad on Father's Day 2 years ago that, you know, I like black guys, I'm pretty sure I was out of the will and Holly was the sole really going to get everything from that. But then, of course.
She gets all the stuff at the junkyard.
But then, of course, after that, you know, she became the non-favorite. I became the favorite. So then I was getting everything. And then now my dad is very sympathetic. Or whatever, he's come to realization that both of us are his daughters, and
he
loves
both. Like black guys.
So
yeah.
Then he's just like, okay, you guys are gonna split it 50-50, even though I'd rather give it to you.
I'll kill
And
Holly
he tells
for
me
you,
that all
worry.
The time. He's like, well, you have to split it 50-50. He's like, but I'd much rather leave you all of it, and
really?
You can dish it out to Holly if you want. And I'm like, do it, Dad. I'm fine with that. Whatever you want, it's your
money. Why do you think that is?
Because everybody hates Holly.
Well, no, because Holly isn't as good with money as I am. Like, he's kind of mad at her about buying the boobs. He's so pissed about that.
Right. He's like, a guy should have bought those for him.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Why are you wasting your money?
Yeah, they buy her cars and stuff. Might as well get her.
Hold on, shut up a second.
Operator for assistance.
What is the problem? You have to dial one?
You can't dial out of that.
You can't dial out of that.
Yeah, you can. We have before.
The request line over here? Seven.
Why don't you give her the number and she can go dial it on that?
Yeah, do that on that, the home number. I'm FaceTiming him. Dial the home number.
Yeah, I've had to do the opposite where I've had to sit my parents down and tell them, hey, you're in charge of this if anything happens, and you're not because I don't trust you. And I actually put both of my brothers, I did sit both of them down too and go, okay, one of you I trust with my financial situation for Ben. The other I don't because you're an idiot and you'll just spend it on pot.
Well, so. What do I do with my kids? Like, I don't...
Everything to the boy. Yeah. Girls, no offense to Carmen or any other female out there, but girls, I think men are more likely to spend that money in a manner in which it needs to be spent, whereas females might spend it differently.
I'm saying, like, who takes care of my kids? Like, say we both go down, like, in a plane crash.
Oh, you just give them away to somebody.
Right. Now, who, though? Like, who do I want to give them to? All right, hold on. Is that my dad? All right. Dad, you're live on the air. Don't curse like a sailor.
Good morning.
Good morning. official. Yeah. So, were you listening by any chance?
No, I wasn't.
Great. Thanks for that.
Hope you got a people meter.
We're talking about parents dying.
You're talking about why, Mike?
Our parents dying?
Yes.
So, my original question was, if you were to die, how many days do I have to take off of work that's, like, respectful? I'm in a radio war right now. I can't afford to take days off.
I would say none.
None. You're right.
Oh,
you're,
all right.
So if you died in the afternoon, I'm already off the air. Like if you died like around 11 o'clock, then I use that afternoon to grieve, and then the next day I go back to work?
Exactly.
Oh, see, he's lying, though. You say that.
I'm not. I don't want a funeral. I don't want anything. Just burn me and throw me wherever you want.
Viking funeral.
Well, why do we have to throw you? Can we keep you? We're going to burn you. Can't we put you in little canisters and I'll keep a little piece of you?
No, we got enough ashes.
Why don't we, listen, hey, you got all dog ashes in your house. That's a problem. he had to put the cat down.
Oh.
He did it himself.
I'm sure.
He says he brought it to the vet, but I'm pretty sure he just held it in the pool.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, held it in the pool and then just threw it out to the gators.
Well, the scratches on your arms, a bush.
Yeah. No, all right, so let's be serious. If you could die on a Thursday, that we figured that would be the best.
On a Thursday?
Yeah, because then I can take Thursday afternoon for planning, then I'll take off on Friday for grieving, then the viewing, then the funeral, and then I'm back to work on Monday.
I'll try my best.
Yeah, do me a favor. If you feel like, if you start to see the light, just be like, wince a little until the Thursday. Like, if it's Tuesday and you're starting to see the light, close your eyes till Thursday morning.
Okay.
All right.
I don't have a problem with that.
I wonder what my mother would say. I don't know if she's going to be as agreeable as you are. Yeah.
You better ask her on that. I'm not going to give you an opinion on when your mother should die.
Tell everybody what I get when you die.
When I die?
Well, yeah, what have I asked for? I only want a couple of things.
Okay, let me see. You want my shield?
Oh, yeah, I'll take that, too. But, I mean, look around your house and think, what would I want?
Oh, you want all my baseball stuff.
Yes. Yeah, I want all the baseballs, and I want everything in the gun safe, and then Gina could have the rest.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, and John doesn't need anything.
We have one or two things for John.
All right, that's fine. As long as I get the baseballs and the guns, we're good.
Okay.
This is great. This is better than a living will. We've got it on tape now. I get the baseballs and the guns, and you're going to die on a Thursday. Lock it in.
Your dad has to give John the DVR.
That's funny.
I already gave him one.
Yeah. All right, so
listen, why you call me? Just let me tell you what a great show it was for Saturday night.
That was a good time, right?
All the fights were good. Spanish got the best punch of the year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Carmen kicked some butt.
It was good. What about the trainees? That was pretty entertaining.
I'm telling you, I sent you the note in the middle of the fight.
You were like the black one, sexy. That note? Oh, not that one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was taped down.
Yeah. He spotted it.
Taped
down under the left butt cheek. He said,
"Wow."
Right? Either that, or she's got an odd shaped tumor.
Enough scrotums in my life to know where it was.
I will. Because my dad used to be gay. No, my dad.
What do you mean used to?
My dad worked in a prison, so they'd come in and he'd have to, you know, they'd have to do that, right? What do? What's the first? You do that thing where you have to check their BHs and see if they're hiding drugs up there?
Yeah.
They got a cough.
You make them squat.
They don't give you a tool for that? Like a Roto-Rooter tool?
No.
Oh, they should. Like a snake for the sink when it's when it's backed up. Snake them all. Doesn't that seem safer?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're not touching them.
No, I'm not.
No.
Rob would do that. What are you going to get Rob with?
Rob. Oh, yeah. Penis Rob. Yeah.
Well, that's always a good name to have.
Yeah.
What do we do? Get Penis Rob. He'll help you out. All right, Dad. Well, thank you for dying on a Thursday.
Okay. I'll try my best. You guys have a good day.
All right. See you later. There you go.
Okay. Now, in your family, it might be different than mine. My dad would say the same thing. Just get it over with, whatever. I don't care. My mom would say that, but she'd want everybody to mourn. It'd be there'd have to be funerals, there'd have to be parties, there'd have to be a parade. She'd have to have a
that's
obituary.
A mother thing, I think. That's a mother. Like, I don't think, like, I say the same thing because I've gone through the process of having to plan a funeral, and it's disgusting.
It's a pain in the ass.
Not only is it a pain in the ass, but it is really the biggest racket going. They charge you. They use your sympathy. They use your sadness. They just prey on that. And they, you know, when you're sitting there and they show you the casket you can buy, and they go, "We have this one, or we have this one. Nice silk sheets and satin lining.
She'll be really comfortable here. Oh, she's dead. She's not feeling anything."
I told my wife, "Look, listen, if you have to break my legs to fit them in the casket, I don't care if you cut them in the knees and then just stick them in and close the thing so nobody can see it. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me at all.
You want to be buried?
No, I don't. Oh. I want to be cremated because it's so much cheaper. I don't know, but there's something peaceful about being able to go visit a relative in a cemetery, I think. And, you know, if you're in a nice cemetery, there's something peaceful about going over there and spending time kind of with them.
I know it sounds super unrational, unrealistic.
Irrational.
Yeah. Unrational. I'm afraid to be buried because I'm afraid I'm going to wake up. I know that there's no way that that'll happen, but that is my biggest fear is that I'll be put underground and then a month from now I'll wake up and I'm trapped. So I'd rather just go in the fire. Goodbye. Yeah. Adios.
I want to be cremated, but I want to be buried so I still have like a plot and stuff.
I want to be cremated, but I want Pete to walk in and smack me in the face before I go in.
Yeah.
Just to make sure I'm there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like really check.
But you guys do realize, I mean, they had this all over Huffington Post and CNN. I think it was last year we talked about it, where you will be able to download your consciousness on like a little thumb drive.
No, you won't.
That's what they were saying on that. I think it was on like Undiscovered. I'm telling you, you have a little thumb drive and you'll be able to.
I think you were watching the Johnny Depp movie.
No, yeah. I swear.
So what happens if you're in the ground? You can still go do it. You got to do it while you're alive.
Well, yeah, it would be something that you do while you're alive. And I don't think it's your consciousness. I think it would be like a loop video, you know, where you would just have a couple things that you could say back and forth and that's it.
Nonsense.
I mean, it's not nonsense. It's the future.
It's not nonsense. It's nonsense.
Future is now.
Okay. Well, when it happens, let me know.
I will, because I'm going to download you onto my computer and have you forever.
I'm going to loop your face for about 2 seconds.
This will sound dumber than what he just said, but you can stuff animals, humans. No, right?
You can stuff humans.
Legally.
You can't.
There's places that do that.
I would love to have myself stuffed, and I would just sit in wherever Ben's living and go, "I'm always watching." That would be the pose, too.
But the problem
both
is
eyes open.
You won't look like that. You'll be all rotted. They put stuff on you to make you not decompose, but you still look gross, and eventually your nose will disappear, and you just look like an old pumpkin.
That's because he's disappointing me. I'm getting angry. Now my face is falling off.
What if he's like the best kid in the world and he's like, "Why are you still rotting, Dad?"
Still poops in his pants every day. I'm doubtful that's going to happen.
I'm telling you, I don't even want to ask my mom. I'm just going to assume she goes with the same rules as my dad.
Right.
Because I always say it too. I want it as easy and as cheap as possible. If my grandfather Willie is still alive, I want him to build me a box, put it in the box, and you can burn me in my backyard. I got plenty of room. And just do it there. And
then you can have Bert burn you like you did to the lizard.
That'd be perfect.
Let me ask you this. You go for whatever on the way home today, your Hummer flips, and you go. How long?
Thanks, Jinxie.
Do you want Amanda to remarry? And B, if you do, how long until she can?
I want her to remarry now that I'm alive. You think that I would care if she married somebody else? She can go remarry tomorrow if she really wants to.
You flip on the way home. How long until we start doing the show again?
Why am I flipping? Why can't I just die gently in my sleep?
Okay. You hit into something and fly through the windshield into a fire. A wood chipper on fire.
Thank you.
How long do we wait until we do the show
again? You'll all be fired after that.
When do we do the name change? How do I take over? Is Tony my agent after that?
You should always call this the Mike Calda Memorial Studio.
But like that really happened with what's his name with Kid Craddock.
Yeah,
because he died and they're still doing the show. But what is it called? Is it still called Kid Craddock?
Probably not.
No, it is. Yeah, the rest of the guys are on the show, but it's still Kid Craddock in the Morning.
You gotta be kidding
me. No, go to their website.
How is that possible?
I look around for what other radio shows have guests on and stuff, and I go to them pretty frequently, and it's still Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Do you really? Because I can't imagine we have anything in common with them. Hold on, let me see. Kid Craddock.
That's sad.
KidNation.com. Is that it? Let's look at this. Oh, man. Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Wow.
With a black dude, a white lady, a gay guy, and a hot girl.
Like, how mad are you if you're the show and you're like, we can't change the name? Seriously? I mean.
Kelly, Big Al, JC, J-Sai, and Jenna. And no Kid Craddock.
Yeah. So are they like 811 on your FM dial. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Kid's not in today.
He'll never
probably won't be in tomorrow.
Seriously, like how do you do that?
I don't know.
They have Kid TV.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
Am I going to be on a list if I click on this?
I feel bad. I've met the guy. He was a nice guy. I know Billy Madison hates him.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. It looks like Big Al is the lead guy now. Did they add him to the show?
No, he was there. No, he was there before. I think J-Sai,
he was there too. I saw him on TV.
No, I think he took over the hosting.
Oh, he moved in.
Yeah, he's like the new J-Sai.
So why didn't they call the J-Sai show? J-Sai show.
So if you did die, do you think they take another personality and bring them in to helm this, or what would happen?
This is the Mark Calda show.
Hey, Mark Calda.
I know you're out there somewhere. No, I don't care what. I don't know. You call it whatever you want. You can call it the Mike Calda's Dead Show. You can call it, hey, we're glad he died show. I don't care.
Here's the problem, though.
I'm dead. And you know what? My contract says upon death, it's immediately void. So my family's not getting anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. They should pay out, do something.
Well, they're going to have to pay. I have insurance and stuff.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying they should still pay your contract out and do something.
No, my insurance, my family would be set to life for life. Now my wife's going to kill me.
So if you die, but that's the problem. I don't want to host this show, but I'm definitely not being in here with one of these idiots hosting. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we're not bringing in somebody else. So that's just done. I'm just going somewhere else. Great. Way to go.
Yeah, thanks for dying.
Died. Now I have to go and find another job.
I don't know. I think that you guys go and, well, they'll have a void here. What if maybe they just moved Drew up here to work with you guys and then let somebody else take over the afternoon show?
I'd be too sad. I'd probably just leave.
Yeah,
somewhere.
That'd be good. You should leave.
Yeah.
So then it'd be me and Drew in the morning. And either Rob or Seth could be the producer, and then you guys go, Carmen, you could still answer the phones, but no mic time. unless we draw you into the conversation, and you're we're definitely getting a button on that microphone.
Yeah. Can we get a button now?
No, but it's over here. I have control of the button.
The afternoons would be Seth and Kayla, and you have to put somebody else there because Gio will be gone.
Gio's just gonna leave.
Gio's
out of sadness.
He'll be gone
Spanish,
before I die.
Put Spanish with them in the afternoon.
No, I left. I'm gone.
Spanish is
back at the mall doing.
No, I've traveled somewhere to the mountains and I'm living by myself in a cottage somewhere until the end of time.
Like a monk, took a vow of silence.
Man, I wish you'd take that vow now.
I hate you so much.
All right, so then we split up the shows. So it'll be Galvin and Drew in the morning.
Garabo and Galvin.
Garabo and Galvin in the morning.
Oh, man, I get my name in the show.
The Billy Madison Show. Shannon Burke Show.
And the Soul Brother.
And the Soul Brother. No, the Soul Brother Experience in the afternoons.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Hey, my Calda, I've been here longer than he has.
Yeah,
it'll be the Soul Brother in the afternoon. It'll be the Soul Brother Kevin, Seth, and Kayla. That'll be that's a new afternoon show.
All right.
This actually sounds like a good station.
Yeah.
I should kill myself for that. I would listen to Garabo and Galvin. I really would.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Oh, this is dark and gloomy now.
Happy Monday.
Can we write this up after the show? Get this all in writing. Send it off to the proper people.
We should make Sweepers, the new Bowen lineup.
Oh, boy.
It's Garabo and Galvin in the morning.
Right?
All right. I don't like this.
No.
Mm-mm. This is when I come off the air and become program director. Let's just put it like that.
Yeah.
No offense, John. Just rather think of that than me in a burning box going, oh, wait, I'm not dead. I'm not dead.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.